Kincaid is best known as a large Mississippian period mound center. So it's the same kind of site as Cahokia, same time period in general, but it is down on the lower Ohio, and it is in fact the largest mound center in the Ohio Valley. And it's always been sort of a premier site of the region. And in fact, when I was doing my doctoral work many, many years ago, I was working with a professor here at SIU, and we were doing work down in that area related to the Kincaid site. So it's an intriguing objective. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in and around that site.
That's located along the Ohio River, and that's not coincidental, is it? I mean, it was purposely placed there near that body of water.
Yes, it's actually located just upstream from Paducah, Kentucky. It's actually between the points where the Cumberland and the Tennessee rivers join the Ohio, so it's a very strategic sort of confluence area that allows communication and trade in a number of different directions.
I feel we've heard a lot of things about Cahokia Mounds and about the civilization there and what people did and how they lived. Maybe we don't know as much about Kincaid. Is that the same? Do we feel as though pretty much that the people there were just as advanced as what was going on with Cahokia?
Pretty much. What you have to understand is that it's in the Ohio there and also in the Tennessee Cumberland. It's a different regional Mississippian culture. It is broadly Mississippian, just like what you see at Cahokia, but there are clearly different peoples. It might be comparable to think in terms of medieval Europe, in terms of the English and the French. You would look at those and see broad similarities in lifestyle and the way they did things, but there would also be clear differences. So there is a distinction there. The folks at Kincaid there, at least in terms of their material culture and the styles and the way they did things, they have much more in common with peoples in the lower Ohio and down in the Tennessee Cumberland and even over into southeast Missouri.
I know the research dates back several decades at the site, but there are still things to learn, apparently, and maybe you could talk about some of that recent research, what's been discovered.
Well, our previous, until we started the new work about 10 years ago, our previous understanding of Kincaid had been framed by work that the University of Chicago did back in the 1930s and early 40s, and that was good work for the time, but it was done before radiocarbon dating, and it was done before we understood a lot of the things that we understand now about the culture and about the area. So there was a great deal we did not know about the site going into this work, and as we've subsequently discovered, in some cases, the Chicago archaeologists were just wrong. They misunderstood certain things and or couldn't figure certain things out that we have now. We now know that the site is quite a bit larger than we first thought it was, and that the Chicago archaeologists thought it was, and it extends westward quite a bit further. We know there are a lot more constructed mounds on the site than the University of Chicago people thought. And we're now beginning to understand some of the complexities in terms of the expansion and contraction of the site and what areas were built when. There was a lot to do there.
And you've basically done a survey of this land now. I mean, so you really do have a much better feel for what was taking place there at that time and what's still left behind?
Well, two points here. One, we've done, using having other specialists work with us, a large-scale geophysical survey of the accessible areas, that is, the areas that weren't in bushes and trees. And we've had a work done in magnetometry, which shows us a lot of things below the surface without actually having to dig, and that's been an extremely useful tool because it's allowed us to pinpoint excavations very specifically to target certain things and to look at them. The other thing to note is that this is a state-owned property. It's under under the administration of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, but only about two-thirds of the site is accessible, and that's the part of it that's in Massac County. The site is kind of split uncomfortably by a county line, and roughly the eastern third of the complex is in Pope County, and it's in private ownership, and it's not really accessible to us. So most of our work has been done in the larger Massac County portion.
That has created problems then as far as not being able to work maybe on some of this private land?
Chicago did some work over in that area on that side of the site back in the 30s, but we have not been able to. It just means there's a chunk of the site that we really don't know a great deal about. There is a smaller mound group over there in the eastern side, and how it relates to the larger mound group on the other side of the site is not really clear to us right now.
And give us just, if you could, an idea of just how advanced this civilization was.
Well, they're, I would say, in most respects, comparable to what you see at Cahokia. Now, Kincaid and other sites in the Ohio are not nearly as large as Cahokia. You have to understand that Cahokia is magnitude orders larger than anything else, and so it truly is one of a kind. But these are farming societies. They were cultivating corn, beans, and squash, among other things. And they were what we call rank societies. There's clearly social ranking, and they had an elite, and they had specialized religious practitioners. We'd call them priests today, I guess. And they're building these, in many cases, large platform earthen mounds, which support, in some cases, the residence of the elite, but also various kinds of temples and ritual buildings. So they were a fairly sophisticated group of folks.
What are some of the questions that you still have about this location?
Well, one of the things is the very earliest part of the Mississippian occupation we have not been able to find a great deal of that, which has been a little of a surprise, although we haven't really targeted it. And so we know it's there, but we're having trouble locating, but we suspect that it's primarily right around and probably underneath where the major mounds were built. So the earliest part of the Mississippian occupation there is still rather poorly documented. That's been one of the critical things. We're also not entirely clear on the ending of the occupation there. We think it's certainly pretty much over by around 1400 AD. It may have lasted somewhat longer than that, some folks hanging around to the end, but we still have some questions about the eventual abandonment of the site.